adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. With Major Breeze brutally murdered, Shanghai Lil a captive in the hands of Karnak's men, and Jungle Jim and Kolu both prisoners of a savage band of Paguan headhunters, it now appears that Karnak the Killer has the upper hand in the struggle to drive him out of the Paguan Islands. Furthermore, Jungle Jim promised the governor of the islands that at the end of 6 weeks he would return and report the success of his campaign. The six-week period has but 4 days left, and at the moment it appears, Jungle Jim not only has no success to report, but it is highly improbable that he will be able to even put in an appearance. Shanghai Lil, closely guarded by Koa and her captors, has been led to a dark underground passage where the black waters lap ominously around a platform used as a dock, where a long, shallow native boat is awaiting to take them away.
All right, here we are. Koa, you sit up in front, facing it. Come on, get aboard. All set, Koa?
Yes.
All right, little bright eyes, you get in next. Remember, don't try any funny business, you get plugged. Fall in the water, and that current, you know, is fast enough to carry you away where no one will ever find you. Koa, you keep her covered.
Oh, watch her. She no getaway.
Don't worry, boys. I like my bathing on the seashore in the sunshine.
Yeah, all right. Stow the gaff and get in the boat. Here, give me your arm. I'll help you.
Thanks.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah?
Grab that side of the boat and hold it steady.
Okay.
All right, Shanghai Lil. In you go.
All right, then.
Okay, Louie. You next. Sit facing it.
Well, I'd much prefer his back. Louis's face isn't the most pleasant thing to look at.
It'll be dark after we leave, so you won't mind it.
Hey, no cracks. My face suits me.
Get in. We're keeping the chief waiting.
All right, but that dame don't have to make no remark.
All right, everybody set? All right, Louis, untie the rope.
Yeah, okay.
I'll get this one here.
Yes.
Here we go. Boat will travel plenty fast with a little pushing in this current.
Nice of you boys to take me on this boat ride. Reminds me of a trip I once took to Coney Island.
Yeah?
One of those places they call the Old Mill. You go around through places just like this in a boat. It was an awfully nice ride.
Yeah, not nearly as nice a ride as the one you've been taking Big Red for. Letting on you were sent by a pal of his. Getting him to give you the job in the cafe. That was some ride, believe me.
Cut it, Louie. I don't take that kind of kidding very easy.
No, neither does the chief. Wait till he finds out.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I said cut out the chatter.
Now, boys, remember, it's very impolite to quarrel with ladies present. Besides, you're spoiling my ride.
There you go, Red, spoiling the ladies' ride. And who knows, it may be your last. We ought to show her a little more consideration.
Oh, that's nice of you, Louie. You're such a gentle little soul.
Listen, cut out this chatter and listen to me. There's a landing light right up ahead. Now, get ready. Cora,
sir.
You get ready to grab the side up there while I swing this end over. Louie, you keep your eye on the dame.
Okay.
Now we're coming up. Grab it there, Cora. Yeah, tie your end up, Cora. You got it?
Yeah.
Good. I got this end. And then, Shanghai Lil, you get out first. Go right that door. See it?
Uh-huh.
Rap twice slowly and 3 quick knocks.
All right, Red. Shall I get out now?
Yeah, go ahead. The boat's steady, all right. Cora, you follow right behind her. Keep that gun in her back. Okay, Lil, get busy. Knock on that door. 2 slow, 3 quick.
Oh. Welcome, Mr. Vril. Do not let this black hood alarm you. It's just one of my eccentricities in dress. Come right in. I hope you had a very pleasant journey and will forgive me.
Who is the giant hooded figure who opened the door to admit Shanghai Lil? Is she at last face to face with the merciless Karnak the Killer? What will be her fate now, as she is a helpless prisoner in the hands of these sinister enemies? Any hope of rescue in this hidden rendezvous seems impossible, and only the future holds the fate of Shanghai Lil. And what of Jungle Jim and the faithful Kolu, who are both being held captive by the Pagoan headhunters? Slowly ascending a path from the hills, they approach a high wooden palisade that forms a protective wall around a native village nestling in the valley. The natives halt before two huge gates. A sharp staccato word of command, and the gates swing slowly open, just enough to admit the returning warriors and their captives.
Well, Kolu, the villagers don't seem to be giving their returning heroes a very warm welcome. Nobody cheering, no drums or dancing. What is this?
Kolu no like this, Tuan Jim. Be better sign when natives sing, shout, make dance. Too much quiet, bad sign.
It's sure a nice clean place, well kept. Those huts there are very neat. Women and children look sort of friendly.
Kolu like women and children worry about men, Tuan Jim.
Well, you never can tell, Kolu. They may be very friendly. They may be enemies of Karnak, too.
See, up there, center of village, big hut. Must be belong to chief.
I guess you're right, Kolu. Looks as though that's where we're headed for. Say, these Pagoon headhunters must be different from those Borneo tribes we once met. They had their victims' heads stuck on poles all over the place. There are no signs of any heads around here.
Maybe keep head hidden away, Tuan. These natives be real headhunters. Kolu know that. Sure.
That's to tell the chief we're here, Kolu. See that one native bowing as he goes into the big hut? Oh, now they're stopping us. Hey, what's all this?
They take you in. See chief alone, Tuan.
Well, so long, Kolu. Keep your chin up. Here's hoping we get a good break. Boy, we need it.
What man speak? Tell chief. What do here, my country?
I have come on long journey to punish bad white men who make war in this country.
That no understand. No bad white man here make war.
You do not know villages are burned and many people die? Women and children are taken prisoners?
No hear that. Chief no see that. White man lie to chief.
No, chief, I see that. Big village burned. Great fire. Many men die. Women taken away.
My warriors no see this. No tell chief. Chief think you lie.
I give you my hand in peace on this, chief. I do not lie.
This country no for white man like you.
Why not? Is there a law forbidding the white man to come here?
Great white father has make order. Heads of all white men caught in my country be brought to him. So be it.
The great white father? Who is the great white father?
White man asks no questions. Great white father makes law. Great white father be obeyed. Minewalevalu. Go with warrior, white man. Admanodeb Goluk. Goluk.
Looks bad, Kolu. This chief is in the pay of Karnak the killer.
How you know this, Tuan Jim?
He told me the great white father has ordered that the heads of all white men caught in this country be brought to him.
Who is great white father? Karnak?
And that's what I couldn't find out. That old chief is a cagey devil. He's keeping something back. But he's definitely in the pay of Karnak. I couldn't get him to tell me who the great white father is.
Must be Karnak.
Yeah. The chief says the great white father makes the laws, and the great white father must be obeyed. That's all I could get out of him. He wouldn't give me a chance to ask him anything else. He called out the guard and had me taken out.
Look very bad, Tuan Jim.
I wonder if I could talk the chief into taking us to this great white father.
Here come native. Take us away again, Tuan.
Well, let's see what they're going to do, Kolu. Remember, they haven't taken these revolvers from us. We've still got one chance in 1,000 if they start anything. But I'd still like a chance to talk to that chief again and talk him into taking us to this great white father he talks about.
Must wait. See what happened, Tuan Jim. Look, native, show us this hut.
Well, the great white father has ordered our heads. But it looks as though they're not going to be in any hurry about delivering them. Looks like they're going to keep us prisoners for a while.
Come in, Tuan. Look, here in hut. All round wall.
Good Lord. Human skulls. Dozens of them. And look, Kolo, look. That wooden block.
Kolo, see, Tuan Jim. Tuan Jim, look behind big wooden block. Big flat knife. Stain on blade.
And see who's coming in the door. Kolo, this place looks like the execution chamber.
Back on the main island of the Piguan group, in the office of the governor of the island, some very alarming news reaches the governor.
Well, I followed your instructions to the letter, Governor. Put one of our best men to work watching that cafe on the waterfront.
And?
I'm sorry to report it's far from encouraging.
The report is far from encouraging. I thought as much, Colonel. Well, don't stall it off. Let me have it.
Well, I put Sergeant Mulcahy to work. He borrowed an old outfit from one of the boys at the dockyard, and the same evening that Mr. Vril was here, Mulcahy paid a visit at the cafe.
I see. Did he see Mr. Vril?
No, sir. Thought it was very strange. I told him she appeared there as hostess and entertainer. Well, he hung around till after midnight. Still no Mr. Vril. She didn't put in her appearance. Sergeant Mulcahy said it caused quite a lot of dissatisfaction among the men who were frequenting the place.
Yes.
According to Mulcahy, she became very popular down there, and quite a few strenuous complaints were registered over her absence until the manager, who ever in charge of the place, made the announcement that she was ill. Be back in a few days.
I was afraid that was going to happen, Colonel. I expressed my impatience at the lack of results we were getting on this Carnac case, and also the fact that unless we heard from Jungle Jim Bradley by Saturday, I'd be forced to take more definite and forceful action.
Well, how do you link that with her sudden disappearance, Governor?
I'm afraid that she may have decided to take a bigger chance at tracing Carnac than was prudent or wise in order to satisfy my demand for action.
Well, now you think she may have met with foul play?
Yes, yes, that's it, Colonel. Now, here's what I want you to do. Have Mulcahy keep a close watch around that cafe. Next, send a man or woman and find out if she ever returned to her hotel room after she left here.
And if she hasn't been back to the hotel, then you're pretty certain she's met with foul play. Is that it?
Precisely. And if she doesn't show up, we're reasonably sure she'd been kidnapped by Carnac's men. Then I'm going to take drastic action. I'll run down Carnac and his crew if it takes every sailor, soldier, and marine in this part of the world. I'll avenge poor Breeze's death and any other dastardly crime this murderous madman may have committed to the fullest possible extent of my power.
What is happening in the meantime to Shanghai Lil in the clutches of the Carnac gang and Jungle Jim with Kolo in the hands of the savage headhunters who swear to hand over their heads to Carnac the killer? Will the governor and his staff be able to act in time to save Shanghai Lil, Jungle Jim, and Kolo from the fate of the gallant Major Breeze? Don't miss next week's thrilling episode in the Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures, which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, plus the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in the full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.